Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Enzi bids farewell from Senate. I'm Chris Brento with your Basin Radio Network news update. Legendary Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi gave his farewell speech as he is retiring on the Senate floor. Senator Enzi began his political career in Gillette by becoming Gillette's mayor back in 1974 at the age of 30. Enzi served two terms as Gillette's mayor. His time ended in 1982. Mike Enzi then went on to win one of the Wyoming Senate seats in 1996, and he spent 24 years in that position. Enzi highlighted his political career with more than 100 bills signed into law by four different presidents. Enzi is known for being a fiscal conservative and keeping a watchful eye on unnecessary spending in Washington, D.C. Here is part of Enzi bidding farewell.
I rise today to give my farewell speech on the floor of the U.S. Senate. It's been an honor of a lifetime to serve the great people of Wyoming in this position for the last 24 years. I've really enjoyed being a senator. Not for the title, not for the recognition, and certainly not for the publicity. I love solving problems for folks in Wyoming and America. I like working on legislation.
In our neighboring state, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has called out CBS News for, quote, misleading the people. Here is part of that CBS News report she's speaking about.
We start in South Dakota. As the virus rages, so does the debate.
It's just a mask. Wear it. This is a public health crisis.
When did government get to dictate what we wear?
That was in Rapid City last night, in a state that leads the nation in per capita hospitalizations.
Noem fired back on Twitter, saying, quote, more misleading reporting from CBS. She says there are 547 people statewide in hospital in South Dakota with COVID. That's less than 20% of those hospitalized. Nearly 40% of our beds are empty. Our doctors and nurses are doing an outstanding job taking care of those who need extra care, end quote. So let's look at the numbers in South Dakota. Nearly 20% of South Dakota's hospital beds are taken up by COVID-19 patients. 41.3% of the hospital beds are taken up by non-COVID patients, leaving just under 39% of South Dakota hospital beds open. Now, when it comes to ICU beds, 53% are used by COVID patients and 17% of ICU beds are available. In Wyoming, there are 67 ICU beds taken up by COVID-19 patients, leaving nearly 25% of Wyoming ICU beds open. That is your Basin Radio Network news update. For more, go to basinsradio.com.